For people in three towns on Cape Cod, taking out the trash means bringing it to the curb. For the rest, it means bringing it to a transfer station, like this one in Barnstable. You empty your recycling bins in one place, your trash in another place, and then a truck comes and hauls it somewhere else. Where does the trash go?
I'm not really sure where it goes.
Where does it go? As far as I'm concerned, it goes in there. I have absolutely no idea.
It goes to Middleborough. It's going to a landfill in Middleborough.
I didn't know that. I thought, sure, they use some of that garbage stuff to make energy and stuff like that. But now they're just throwing it in a landfill? That doesn't seem right.
That's Bob Adams from Centerville. He's right about where Cape Cod's trash used to go. For 25 years, every town on Cape Cod, except for Bourne, sent its trash to be burned and turned into electricity in Rochester, right over the bridge. A year and a half ago, that changed. Now, most of the Cape's trash goes into landfills. Middleborough is one place, the other is Bourne. Bob Adams grew up here, and he's old enough to remember when this dump here in Barnstable would catch fire. Now it's a grassy hill covered with solar panels.
So now they capped it all off. Now they're putting it in somebody else's dump. That doesn't make sense.
The towns are saving a little money. That 25-year-old contract that sent the trash to be burned came up for renewal 2 years ago. Seven towns on Cape Cod signed up with someone new, ABC Disposal Service in New Bedford. It was a few dollars cheaper for each ton of trash. The company promised a high-tech facility that would pull out recyclables and create a briquette out of the leftover trash that can be burned like coal. But the plant isn't finished yet, and the company filed for bankruptcy last month. Nobody from ABC wanted to be interviewed, but they've promised customers that the facility will start making those briquettes next year. In the meantime, the trash is going into a landfill in Middleborough. How long can we do that?
We are contemplating the day when our landfill will be filled.
Phil Goddard helps run the landfill in Bourne. It has about the same life expectancy as the one in Middleborough.
It could be 2025-ish in that range or in the mid-2030s.
Goddard is the guy who understands the bookshelf full of government permits that stands floor to ceiling at the landfill's office. He's also a guy who doesn't buy a lot of disposable stuff because that's the stuff that's filling up landfills.
Think of it as your trash barrel in your kitchen. You go and you step on it to compact it, to get more in. You know, I don't want to go out and take it out in the garage tonight, honey. We'll step on it and put a little bit more in there.
Eventually, there's no more room in the garbage can or the landfill. There are 9 landfills in Massachusetts right now. 3 of them will be full by 2020. Middleborough, Bourne, and the rest probably won't live past 2035. And it's not like people are rushing to build new ones. Not a single landfill has opened in the state since the mid-90s. So, what about burning it?
At this facility, there's about 300 trucks every day that come in.
We're at CMAS, tucked into the woods in Rochester, the place the rest of Cape Cod's trash goes. Patty Howard is the plant's biggest cheerleader. She takes children on daily tours of the plant and has the personality of your favorite fourth grade teacher. And just like Phil Goddard at the Bourne landfill, she says it's better for CMAS when people produce less trash. They can take more customers.
Right now, I take about 20% of the state's post-recycled trash. Wouldn't I love to be getting 50, 60, 80% of it? And hello, Rhode Island. All you have is a landfill. When that's filled, welcome to Massachusetts.
CMAS powers 75,000 homes by burning trash, but environmentalists worry that the air-scrubbing smokestack can't possibly take out all the toxins. They don't love landfills either. They worry that landfills will eventually leak from the bottom like that bag of trash you left in the kitchen too long. But both of these trash solutions are fading into history anyway. Not only are landfills closing, but the state stopped allowing new plants like CMAS way back in 1990. Nobody has stepped forward to build a state-of-the-art trash-burning plant since then. So looking ahead a few years, where's the trash going to go? Greg Cooper of the State Department of Environmental Protection has an answer.
Well, it depends on how well we do in meeting our goals.
The goal is to reduce trash in Massachusetts by 2 million tons by the year 2020. And here's the good news. We're already halfway there. We cut our trash output by 1 million tons between 2008 and 2014. We have 1 million tons to go.
If we achieve that goal, we will have, I'm just trying to check here. We should be online to have sufficient capacity to manage the remaining of trash.
One more thing. Even the CMAS energy plant needs a landfill. Just like your fireplace, it produces ash. And right now, that ash is going to the Bourne landfill. Just another reason to slow down how fast we're filling it up. For WCAI, I'm Elsa Partan.